Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
But now we've all walked past the ripped up plastic bags on the streets of Dublin. And it's a field day, of course, for the foxes and the seagulls. It's an eyesore for just about everyone else. Well, Dublin City Council is now set to ban the use of plastic rubbish bags on all streets in a bid to remove street waste. This is a pilot scheme. It's being launched today. It's going to see the introduction of two really large waste compactors, the size of vans, being introduced into the city streets. Businesses then will have to walk their waste, so carry them up to these new units. Let's find out more about how it's going to work. Derek Kelly is executive manager with the Environment and Transportation section at Dublin City Council. Derek, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Good to talk to you. Now, why do businesses not have wheelie bins like just about everybody else?
Look, I suppose the geography, I suppose, of the city centre and various buildings just don't have space on their property. They don't have curtilage where they can store the three wheelie bin solution. And we can't have a situation, I suppose, where people store them on the street, or we'd have a proliferation of those on every city footpath, which would be equally troublesome. So a number of years ago, when the requirement to have a wheelie bin was brought into place, the city council had to derogate a number of streets in the city from the obligation to use the three wheelie bin and allow them to present waste in plastic bags. Mm-hmm. We've all seen the mess that's created over the last number of years, and today we're acting to change that.
You've come up with this solution. So will you explain to us how it's going to work?
Yeah, so what we're doing is it's a pilot area of 90 streets in the South Commercial District, so covering the likes of Temple Bar, Dame Street, Grafton Street and the surrounds. We've two locations where we'll have self-service waste compactors in place. Customers of the various waste collectors who operate in the city will use this shared infrastructure. They will either have a wheelie bin, as many of them do already, and those who don't, rather than throwing their bag out in the street and waiting for it to be collected, they'll be asked to bring that waste to the self-service units. They will tag a customer fob, their billing account will open, and they will deposit the waste in the compactor. There's a second option for those who don't want to do that, where the collectors are offering a door-to-door solution where they'll collect the waste at your door in cargo bikes, and then they will bring it to the compactors for you. There's a number of options available now.
Can I just ask you about that collection service? They'll collect it at your door, but you'll have to have it inside your premises when the collection person is coming. You cannot have it on the street. Is that it?
Exactly. So they will be handed out the door into the back of the cargo bike, and then the waste collector will dispose of it for you then.
Right. So if you don't avail of that service, you are going to have to carry your bag of rubbish, you know, and it probably is going to, in some cases, contain food waste. Let's think about that. Up to this compactor. So do you expect that businesses will be happy enough to do that, or have you had any feedback from them on it?
I suppose the feedback I'm getting, again, through the commercial waste collectors who it's their customers, are that a lot of them are opting for the door-to-door collection. The people that I expect will be using the self-service themselves and walking down are the small offices, the small shops that may only have a single bag of waste on one or two occasions during the week. Possibly not too much food waste in it. It's quite a commercial zone. So the amount of people who will be physically walking down might be quite low. A lot of people are availing of the door-to-door.
Right. I'm mindful of the poor devil who has to cycle the bike with the food waste on the back. That's not great either, is it, when you think about it?
They're electric cargo bikes. So
yeah, but still, you know, and I suppose for people who are using the city centre, whether it's tourists or shoppers or heading out for lunch or whatever, we are going to have bags of rubbish transported through the streets of Dublin at all times.
Well, look, at the moment that happens anyway with my own teams who are emptying the 3,000 plus litter bins around the city. We do that throughout the day, and we're transporting waste all around the city. It's not going to be there for long. It'll be brought to a compactor. We do the same in our own depots that are operational in the city. We empty the bins, we bring them in cage body vehicles to the various depots to dispose of it. So I don't envisage there being any great inconvenience from a smell perspective or anything that's from this initiative. If anything, it's a huge improvement to the city, where we won't have waste strewn across the street, staining from burst bags and seagull and other vermin tearing things apart, which causes a huge issue for the city, and it really brings down the appearance.
What does the compactor look like then?
So it's these are self-service on-street compactors. It's not what you'd expect to see in maybe in a factory setting, a big industrial unit. They're designed for use in the public realm. They're used in other European cities around Italy, Germany, Austria, and it's about the size of a van. It's about 4 metres long, 2 metres wide, and about 8 foot high. They're quite kind of slick. We are going to be putting graphics on them to soften the look of them and have some city messaging on it about the benefits of what we're doing, and that this is a shared responsibility, the city, the public, the waste collectors, and get that message across.
They are going to be in some of the most visited and scenic parts of our city. So Temple Bar, or near Temple Bar, and also at the top of, at the top of Grafton Street, really, is it at the entrance to the Green?
Yeah, it's just at the top of Grafton Street, outside adjacent to the Stephen's Green Centre, and then the other location is down beside the old Central Bank. So while they are in very high footfall areas, that's where the customers are who have the need to dispose of bags. The alternative is we have 1,000 bags spread across every street in that 90 Pilot Street area. Mm-hmm. And that's the number we're talking here. It's 1,000 bags a day that we're going to be removing from the city streets in that small area.
Okay.
That will have a huge visual improvement on the city.
Well, that's the hope. That's the hope, I suppose, and it is a pilot scheme.
100%, yeah.
So listen, I'm really interested to hear what our listeners, and in particular business owners in the city centre, think about this. 51551 is the text number, or you can use WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32. Does the compactor make noise?
It is an electrical unit. It makes a small amount of noise. It's not a loud thing, so I don't envisage there being any major issues with that. No more than you'd hear on a street with buses passing by, etc., and the general noise that would happen in a city.
Mm-hmm.
It will only compact on at designated periods throughout the day as it's starting to fill up, and then we'll be emptying them, or the collectors will be managing the two sites, and they'll remove them for emptying and cleaning on a daily basis.
And you have to be confident that that's going to happen, because the worst thing would be that the rubbish starts to pile up because the compactor is full.
Oh no, this is all been agreed. They'll be emptied every day, and a wash program to make sure the internal is cleaned out as well on a daily basis. So we've thought about all these problems. You're saying the same things that I had in my own mind, and we were trying to deal with those before they become an issue. But ultimately, as you've said, this is a pilot. We learned some things from this process that we'll be able to alter, fix, and when we're deploying in the next phase, which we hope to do early in the new year, on a similar sized area in the North Commercial District around Henry Street, O'Connell Street, Talbot Street area, about another 100 streets around there, we'll have learned more, and we can apply those learnings and correct any issues that arise in the initial pilot area as well. But the intention here is to remove the bags from every street.
To get the bags off the street. Okay, well look, Derek, thanks for telling us about it, and we'll watch with interest to see how it goes. Derek Kelly there from Dublin City Council.